Earlier this year, people across Indiana got word energy prices were going up, leaving school districts to scramble to budget. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Peter Ballinon Rosen reports, that led one rural district in the heart of central Indiana to a unique solution, becoming one of the state's first completely solar-powered school systems.
When Sheridan Community Schools got word energy bills would go up, it was a big deal. Robin Popejoy is the small rural district's director of business.
As a smaller school, it just seems like we're spending more and more and more on other things.
Next to teachers, energy is one of the district's largest costs. Popejoy says almost one of every five district dollars pays to keep the lights on, the building warm, the computers running. So a possible 7% jump in their energy bill, well, that's the equivalent of half of a teacher's pay.
And I realize things go up, but it was such a huge jump for us. And then trying to figure out, you know, is that less supplies for the classroom? Is that an aid that we can't have?
Then Popejoy got a pitch. Instead of looking around for money or places to cut, look up. Think about solar power.
It was like, okay, well, let's go for it. Let's see what this can do.
It was a gamble, but the district decided they'd take that risk. And recently, solar power has gotten more appealing for a few reasons.
One, energy rates rose. Two, the cost of borrowing money fell.
Bob McKinney is president of Johnson Mello, a company that helps schools save on energy costs.
And probably the most important element was the cost to build these solar plants fell
to a level where it would make sense for schools to invest in solar.
Schools, particularly in Indiana, are challenged with doing more with less, which isn't a bad thing. It causes them to innovate, and that's where we come in.
And that's exactly what happened back in Sheridan. Soon, rooftops, farmland, soccer fields were transformed into solar fields.
I don't know. It's pretty exciting to watch all these trucks all of a sudden come flying in here, and they have all these big solar panels.
Dave Mundy is Sheridan Community School Superintendent.
And then the first day that we actually turned it all on was pretty neat, you know, to watch the trackers move.
Trackers, they're solar panels that move and follow the sun's trajectory. He shows me.
Right here are the big gray tracker panels. They have the poles that go into the ground, but then they have the movable pieces. They almost look like Star Wars TIE fighters.
You know, Darth Vader's ship. Small, gray, kind of looks like a bow tie. But take just one of its wings, put it on a pole, make it move, and bam. That's your tracker panel.
At Sheridan Community Schools, a district of a little over 1,000 students, we'll save somewhere in the ballpark of $4 to $5 million over the next 20 years.
Because basically, the school now has two fixed bills, a loan to pay and maintain their solar panels, and a locked-in energy rate that won't change, whether or not other energy rates go up. But I had a question.
What happens in the winter when those things get covered in snow?
We had the same question.
And the answer surprised them.
You actually make more energy sometimes during the winter because the sunlight reflects off the snow back onto the panels.
On those days or other sunny days when panels produce more energy than the school uses, it gets stored for future use. And staff and students can see this play out in real time.
Okay, we are in the elementary media center.
And a TV screen displays the school's daily energy use and solar production.
And that kind of shows the daylight and what we're using. And then the green is the extra that we're producing, and it's going back out to the grid.
So with big savings, a positive environmental impact, and an educational component, why do less than 3% of the nation's K-12 schools use solar power?
Some schools, lucky schools who have some real estate, you know, you can put a megawatt of ground mount and it produces power for the school and you don't touch anything else. But that's rare.
Greg Mazur is an engineer who leads solar projects at schools. He says it can be a question of space, but also awareness and...
Someone has to come up with the money.
He says solar is on the up and up. And in Sheridan, school officials and students like fourth grade Owen Bell say it's worth it.
I think this will make a big change in our school because we'll save more money and have the same amount of power.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ballinon Rosen.